Wow, you all. I am so excited about a topic I think is on fire. Welcome to this week's segment from the team View of the Kingdom out of Pine Bluff, Arkansas on Let's Do It Radio. The topic, these four women, I believe five, because they do have a guest with them, women of God are going to be bringing to the worldwide listening audience, is a topic you women and men should be glued to your listening apparatuses, entitled A Man's Worth. Welcome to Thursday, May 26, 2022. And I am Miss Inez and your hostess of the evening, CEO and fashion designer of Anaïsa Co-Designs, broadcasting to you worldwide. And to keep Let's Do It Radio on the air, you can cash app to $ANAISEVALCOUR. Again, that's $ANAISEVALCOUR, so we can keep the radio on the air. And please call into the show at 845-241-9985 to join in the conversation on A Man's Worth. Yes, A Man's Worth. What is a man's worth in biblical terms? We are about to find out from these women, these fine women of God. Let's introduce this evening's guest panel out of Pine Bluff, Arkansas. First, we have Stephanie Jordan, and she teaches all of our women, young and old, and she has a blueprint of God, of the ideal woman. Let's give her a hand praise. Yes, 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 yes. And next we have Prophetess May Carroll. She's a dream interpreter, counselor, healer, and mouthpiece for Jesus Christ. She has ministered all over the world, and her accolades include overseer of Women of Fire Intercessory Prayer. Let's give her a hand, please. And we have Miss Shawana F. Williams, a renowned published author, playwright, poet, and intercessory prayer warrior. Her motto is, and I love it, if it ain't about Jesus, it ain't about nothing. Let's give her a warm welcome. And next, we have Sheila Owens, who loves her God-appointed career, which is a ministry and a passion of helping women who have been bruised and hurt by life's interruption. Let's give her a hand, praise. Yes, 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 yes. Now, I'm going to have to let them introduce the Miss Takeda Brown, because I don't have any information on her, so when it is her turn to speak, they will have the introduction of her. So first we will have prayer, and then we will go deep into our discussion of the evening, A Man's Worth. So please, please, please get out your Bibles, get out your pens, pencils, get out anything you need to write down A Man's Worth. It is in your hands, panel. We'll have prayer, and then we will begin.
Praise God. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, we just come before you, Lord God, humbling ourselves under your almighty hand. We thank you, Lord, for being who you are, Lord God. We just praise you, Lord God, and ask you to be with each and every one under the sound of our voices. Lord God, that we would be removed, Father God, so that you would give the glory out of everything said, done, spoken, Lord God. And I ask you to touch the ears of the many listeners, Lord God, so that when they hear for the Spirit of the Lord is saying, Lord God, that they will receive it joyfully, Lord God, as a seed planted in good ground. Lord God, we thank you in advance, Lord God, for the increase in knowledge, for the opening of understanding, Lord God, and for the receptiveness, Lord God, of one, each and every one. We glorify you. We thank you, Lord God. And even as we go forth doing your will, Father God, we just humbly give you all the glory and the honor and the praise. It's in Jesus' name that we thank you. Amen and amen.
Yes, amen. Amen.
Praise God. Praise God. Praise God, Miss Inez. Yes, we have a visitor. She's one of our younger sisters, praise God. She's a family.
Okay.
She's family. And her name is Takeda Brown. praise God. And she, again, she's one of our younger ladies that is on fire, how God is he's manifesting in our life. And she'll be able to, we want people all over to know that it's not just us more mature women, but it's also our younger women. And she's representative of younger women, praise
Amen.
God, because we're letting the world know that God wants all ages. He's calling all ages so that they can see that they're not alone. But we do have a young lady here that can speak and let you know you can live for God. You can live this holy life. And you can have fun while doing it, praise God. So her name is Takeda Brown, praise God. She is a nurse by profession, praise God. And she, in her hobby, she loves to do hair, praise God. And she is such a sweet-spirited person. And she is always there to help in whatever capacity in which is needed. So we just thank God for Takeda Brown joining us on today.
I bless you and welcome, Takeda.
Thank you.
Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. And again, we're coming from Women's on Fire Intercessory Prayer Ministry, and we're under the umbrella of Raw Power Ministry. Praise God. Raw Power Ministry. And we're located on 2900 6th Street in Pine Bluff, Arkansas, where our pastor is Pastor Ronnie Marshall, praise God. And we just wanted everyone to know, so in case someone is down this way, praise God, that they can stop by and hear what the Lord is doing and see how he's moving. Praise God. And so
today we're gonna talk
on a man's worth. For those who were with us on last Thursday, we spoke on a woman's worth. And we got in depth about a woman. Praise God.
Yes.
On today, we're just going to continue on and let the world know that a man's worth is important as a woman's worth. But before we get started, I'm going to shift a little bit. And you know the prophetess always has a mighty word. So she always gives us the basic understanding. So we want her to give us definitions so that we would know exactly, everyone would know exactly what God means when he said a man's worth. Prophetess, can you give us some enlightenment?
Yes, praise the Lord, everybody. Praise the Lord. First of all, I want to thank the host, Ms. Inez, for always inviting us on. I want to give her honor this evening, and our pastor, Dr. Ron Marshall. And when I looked at the word worth, it meant value, and that quality of a thing which renders it useful, or which will produce an equivalent good in some other or something. Value of mental qualities, equal in value to, and having access or income equal to. And the second was deserving of well worth effort, having a face value of goodness, merit, significance. And then I looked up in according to the Bible, you know, as creations of God, female and male, God created everything. He spoke those things and it became existence. So as according to the Bible, as a creation of God, a man of worth possessed inherent values from the beginning of their life. It starts in the garden, and it transfers and it transforms out of the garden. It started there. God created man, even the woman, to be a unique people, royal priest of God, created in his own image. They are God's people. And then when you talk about a man of worth, he's a man of honor, a man of valor. He's a man of worth, is conscious. He's conscious of himself and his value. A man of worth has strength, and you can see his masculinity because it is within him. It is inborn. He is a man, mm-hmm. a man of worth and proud. And he's sometimes called a blue blood. And when I looked up the word blue blood, it said membership in a noble or socially prominent family. The worth of a man fulfills his responsibility. He watches his own mannerisms, his responsibilities. He watches his own mannerisms, his attitude. He watches himself. He's of a high but low profile. He has standards. And overall, he's a man that grooms himself well in his overall appearances. And a man of worth, when we speak about a man of worth being kingdom-minded, with a kingdom mindset, a man of worth is a kingdom man. As a kingdom man, he challenges and equips men to fully understand their position under mm-hmm. God as well as their position over what God has given them. A man of worth, as a kingdom man, follows the Holy Spirit. He's led, guided, he's given direction, instructed, he's given commandment. He's commissioned, and he goes on those missions. He's a man that is not afraid. He's a man that is bold and courageous, and a man that encourages himself, not only himself, but others. A man of worth, he's a kingdom man, and he is baptized and filled with the Holy Ghost or the Holy Spirit. A man of worth, the worth of a man, relies on the mm-hmm. Holy Spirit for leadership and guidance. Mm-hmm. He's going to make sure that he's carried out every order of God because he's kingdom-minded with a kingdom mindset, with the kingdom of God inside of him. So he's full of the Holy Spirit, and he realizes that the Holy Spirit desires to lead him to victory and teach him how to win in life. He is not a failure. He never quits. He's a winner to win.
Mm-hmm.
He's a man's man.
Mm-hmm.
Kingdom man, a man of worth. He is conscious of himself. He is sometimes called again a blue blood. A man that has social standards even when he's out in public. And he's a man that is caring, that's loving. He's a family man. He's a kind man. He deserves honor where honor is due. He's inspirational. And he knows how to love. And he knows how to be. He's a giver. A man of worth. A kingdom man mm-hmm. of God is created and sustained by God. He has godly principles. A man of worth always has godly principles. He has a different lifestyle from the worldly man that's out there doing all he can do, the pimp man. He has a different lifestyle from the pimp man, the play man, the man that calls himself operating in the demon world. He's different. And he shows that he's different. His qualities. He watches himself, even in movements that he makes. A kingdom man, a man of worth, is in pursuit and capable and responsible of making good and moral choices. He's careful in the decisions that he makes. A man of worth cares and is kind. He's gentle. He's compassionate. He cares what his wife thinks, even if they're single and they're like girlfriend, I say. He is concerned about her needs as well as she is about his needs. And they're concerned about the needs of others. A man of worth. A man of worth, as a kingdom man, is a faithful and loyal man of honor. He promises things, and he keeps his promises. He won't lie. He's not a liar. He won't walk around lying
mm-hmm.
and trying to trick you. He's not trying to tempt you. And a kingdom of God man, a man of worth, he is Christ-like. Mm-hmm. He's always thinking about things to build, things and giving concepts and ideals. He's seeking God on instructions and being skillful and talented in the things that he desires to do. A man of worth, whether single or married, is a hard worker. Yet he makes his work smarter and easier so his day won't be hard. A man of worth is free. He's open and true to himself and a blessing to those around him. He's a blessing to his wife, and he's a blessing, if he's single, to the woman that is in his life that he's preparing to marry. A man of worth is strong. He has strength, and he's physically able and mentally able, and as well as a provider of his family. A kingdom-minded man, a kingdom of God man, a man of worth, this is a man of worth, he communicates proficiently, but he is skillful, has knowledgeable things in trade and profession. The man of worth, a kingdom man, he adapts to the task at hand. Whatever he puts his hands to, his hands have been anointed. He has been appointed. He has been ordained. And he knows what to do because he's always looking for new ideas and businesses. He's a business person. And he's always in position and to formalize and to see what his next project. He don't sit around and wait till it be dumped over in his lap. He get out, he's a go-getter. And he's not dependent on the woman to do that for him, but to compliment him and be there for him when he comes home, that everything, he can come home and have an open mind, that he can rest and feel relaxed in his own place, in his own body. His body, because he has support behind him. A man of worth needs to be supported by a woman of worth that knows each other. And you don't have to see, she knows what to do, or he knows what to do. Mm-hmm. A man of worth, he knows what he wants, and he knows who he is, and he works hard and appreciates what he's had, even the lady that is in his life. Excuse me. A man of worth has been trained as well as he practices it. What he preaches or what he teaches, he's already been taught. He's trained, and he's always in position to grow to know more and more and more. This is a kingdom-minded man, a man with a mindset to do well and prosper and be successful. A man of worth, a kingdom man, a kingdom of God, with a kingdom mindset, respects his wife or his friend, respects all women, and is committed to her only. A man of worth, he is patient and loving. He's kind. He's gentle. Mm-hmm. And he's always there. He's there to do what the Bible says, what is written in the Bible, how a man is supposed to treat his wife. Mm-hmm. Even if he's single, he's preparing to have a wife. Mm-hmm. He'll know how to treat her. And always watch women, how he treats his mother, his father, his sister, and his brother. Mm-hmm. Because if you watch that, and he's kind and he's noble and toward them, and he's affectionate and he's not abusive to them, you got something to hold on to. Because if he loves his parents and he loves his siblings, he's going to know how to love you, because he's been what? Trained and taught. He's been taught from a child to grow up in the nurture and the admonition of the Lord. He's been trained in those ways, and that grows in him, and he keeps those things. Although he may stray away, he will come back to the fold. Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. A man of worth is a building block to his family. He is the future man that God has and has provided, and is not concerned about what others think, you know, because sometimes they call them cream puffs. No, a man of worth, a kingdom-minded man, he's not a cream puff, but he's a home builder. And a man of worth, a kingdom-minded man, he don't even think negative about you. A man of worth is the complete opposite of a lazy man, who talks a lot and does nothing. And the lazy man, he's sitting back, woman on the woman,
waiting on the woman to go out and work and bring her to bed, take care of the children, wash the dishes, clean the clothes, wash the floors, dry the clothes, mop the floors, go to work, never rest. But a man or woman, a kingdom-minded man, is going to jump in and he's going to share those things with her. He's going to help her. Because what? They complement each other. They're committed to each other. They have submitted themselves under God with covenant and vows to obey and treat each other correctly, to have respect for each other. And a kingdom-minded man, a man of worth, has money, he has value, and he has time. Although he's got all these things going on, he has time set aside for his family. Always serve God first and then his family second. He is a father. He's genuine. He's real. You don't worry about him going out to the club and playing a film. Got a woman over here and a pastor calls himself a pastor, and then they got men and women over there, concubines and all of that. Have their own girlfriend and woman sitting in the same place, wife sitting in the same place of worship. That's not a kingdom man. That's not a man of God. He's a liar, and he's setting it up behind the pulpit, lying to the whole world and his congregation. He's a player, a man that is not a man of word. And he's obedient, and his hip has the strength. A man of word is a courageous man. And he isn't afraid to love and receive love and protect that love. Therefore, he takes because he's a given, yet always ready to give to his wife or this person that he's preparing to marry. A man of worth, a kingdom-minded man with a kingdom mindset, he defends the people he loves and cares about. A man of worth doesn't go around lying and gossiping lies. You know, we find so many men out there, they gossip that they can't say that a woman gossips a lot because there are so many men out there that gossip and lie, and they are plotting and planning. What woman can they trick next to have sex with? A man of worth, a kingdom-minded worth man, he's brave, and his image is that of Christ because he's Christ-like. He wants to be Christ-like. He wants to be led by the Holy Spirit and the truth. He's a man of truth. He's a man of righteousness. He's a man of life. A man that feels. A man that walks according to the word of God. A man that is not ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ, and he shares that with others. A man of worth, a kingdom-minded man, a man of a kingdom-minded man's mindset will not be conformed to the things of the world, but to the things of God. A man of worth is not a manipulator and is not a man of deception. When a man of worth and a worth and a woman of worth come together, they have the potential of a completed union. They complement each other. They love each other. They respect each other. They honor each other. They help each other. They're joined together. They're always affectionate toward each other. It's just like Jesus did when he washed the disciples. You wash my feet and I'll wash yours. A man of worth and a woman of worth. A man of worth is truthful and will tell the truth no matter what. He's not the one just trying to hide and have secrets and have that bedroom partner on the outside. But when you speak about a man of worth, a kingdom-minded man, he's a man of value. He's not going to do anything to hurt his family, his wife, not his children. He's not going to go out there and have children. He's got to live home with his wife. He's not going to go out there and have children by somebody else. He's not going to leave his wife, get out of bed with her, and go get in a bed with somebody else. He's not going to abuse his wife and mistreat her and beat on her. He's not going to have her walking behind him and sitting in the car behind him, but he's going to walk, be joyful and loving and walk beside of her. Even if he sit in the back seat, she can sit beside him because, what, they are one. A kingdom-minded man with the kingdom mindset. Think of the things that are above that and not below.
Mm-hmm. He's not running around playing with the super ego and the ego.
Mm-hmm.
He's not that. He's not just thinking about sex. But he is thinking about the kingdom love from a God that can give the pure love with purity from a pure heart.
Mm-hmm.
A kingdom mind of man of worth, a man of worth, is going to treat his wife or his friend like he wants to be treated.
Mm-hmm.
He's not going to hurt himself, therefore he should not put his hand on her in any way to abuse her, not verbally, not mentally, and not physically. And so there's a comparison of the difference, because a man that is not a kingdom minded man and a man of worth, he will beat on her, he will cheat on her, he will abuse her, make her have a nervous breakdown, then talk about her and call her crazy. And she should never have to go through any of those things.
Man.
Because
Amen.
He values himself and he values who God has given him.
That's right.
God gives. He presents the man to the wife that he wants him to have. If he's a kingdom-minded man with a kingdom mindset.
Yes. Amen.
And he's always, always willing to give of himself, a man of worth, to whatever God would have him to do, whatever it is that his family needs, and he's not sitting around her for the breakdown, to break down.
Amen. Amen.
And manipulate it and mistreat her.
Mm-hmm.
That's what a kingdom mind is. His mind is always seeking God in prayer. He's a prayer speaker, God speaker in prayer, to ask for direction and instruction. And he's going to make sure he carry out those things. Now, maybe the people over here, over there, listening all over the world on the radio, think that this is a plaything. But if you want the kingdom, if you want the things of God, and you want success and to progress, you're going to have to do it the way God said it. I see so many want to say that they're walking with God. And when God starts building them up and prospering them, they get in themselves and they lose it. They fall faster going down than they did going up. That's the lazy man praise. And so when you think of a man of worth, women, you don't have to settle for just anybody or anything. Yes, they're going to come with you one throw, one line. They use all the time to every woman they went. I want to get to know you. I want to get to know you. I want to talk to you. I want to see what you're all about. Next thing you know, they want you to drop something. And that's not what God wants for you. A man of worth is thinking about sharing a home with you. And everything that he has with you. But his is yours, with yours is his. That's the mind of man and a man of worth. He's not waiting for you to bring on the bacon and the bread. But he wanted to be ready when he gets it, because he's already prepared and provided it through God, supplying. And he's ready to dress himself. Right there in the comfort of his own home. He can have a peaceful mind. A kingdom-minded man has a peaceful mind because he did it like God said. He has the blueprint of the master planner, the creator, the I am God. Praise the Lord. Amen. So, women, what do you think? The definition of a man of worth to you women. While you're sitting at home all over the world, internationally, local, state to state, what is your definition of a man of worth? Write down these things at home.
and then write down the godly principles of a man of worth and a kingdom-minded man with a kingdom mindset.
And see for yourself what you've been missing.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
From, in comparison to the lazy man and the man of worth and the kingdom, the man of worth who's a kingdom man of God.
Mm-hmm.
And he will value you.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
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 Praise God. Yes, Lord. Praise God.
He's not a role player at all. And he knows what he wants, and he wants what he wants, and he gets what he wants because what? He's worth it.
Yeah.
Worth every bit of it.
Yeah, well, it is.
Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. A man's worth. Praise God. I was sitting up here listening. Praise God. All of it was so powerful. And it was powerful because I was thinking about what she was saying. Praise God. About, first of all, a man is an adult male. Praise God. An adult male. Praise God. And she said that equivalent in value. And it shows that God values man because he created man after his own image. Praise God. After his image, he created man. And God, he holds man close to his heart because even in the scripture, it tells us over in 1 Samuel chapter 16, verse 7, it says, "Look not on his countenance or on the height of his stature, because I have refused him." So many times people in the world, they're looking at what they look like on the outside. Is it 6 feet tall with a six-pack? Praise God. And not saying that anything is wrong with that, but if that's what you're valuing a man's worth at, that's empty and vain. But God's word goes on to read, "For the Lord seeth not as man seeth. For man looketh on the outward appearance, but the Lord looketh on the heart." And God is letting us know, even in his word, he's saying that it's the heart of man. That's what pleases God. It's when you have a heart after him. And when you have a heart after God, that means you're going to do everything to please him. And when a man does what pleases God, he's going to seek him and his will for his life in everything that he does, in the job that he looks for, in the purchases that he makes, in the house that he desires to live in, and the woman that God would have for him. He seeks God, and God is pleased with that. God said, even in his word to David, he was saying that David was a man after God's own heart, not saying that he didn't make his mistakes, not saying that he didn't fail, but he was a man that was so quick to repent of his sin. How many men today, when we come across them, you're dating a man and he tries to woo you and he does everything that appears to be right according to the world's way. And then he'll say all those things, dress the part, and after just a little bit, his true nature will be revealed. As a prophet that has already spoken, he don't want anything but one thing. But when you have a man out of God's own heart, his worth, even as women is far above rubies, so is man. What woman in this world is not looking for a man of value, a man of valor, a man of worth, a man who's seeking to do what is right, not according to the world's standard, but according to what pleases God. A man who asks the Lord, "Create in me a clean heart and renew the right spirit." That type of man. You know, as we go on through our years, even as we were growing up as kids, and we would think, "Oh, that's my boyfriend. That's my boyfriend," or or he really does love me when we become teenagers. He loves me, and as the prophet said, but yet he's feeding you wood and water. Wood on your back to bring water to your eyes. But yet you're saying that I can't live without him, but you have a black eye. But a true man who's worthy, that God calls worthy, he's not going to put his hand on a woman because he's going to love her as the weaker vessel. He's going to treat her with respect and love. He's going to be a man who works and hold down a job to be a provider. Even if he's a single man, he wants to dress well because cleanliness, we've always heard it growing up, cleanliness is next to godliness. And we want a man that's going to be clean, not just in his appearance. We don't want a what we call a nasty man. He looks nice, but he's nasty. That's not what we want. That's definitely not what God desires. God is a God of purity, pure in heart, pure in his thoughts, pure in how he walks, pure in how he dresses, pure in how he treats others. That's God's desire. And God wants us not to lower our standards, praise God. Sister Shawn, I feel like you have something you want to add to that real quick.
Hello, everybody. Praise God. I just, you know what, after listening to the prophetess, the holy woman of God, there's really not a lot to say. The only thing we can do is feed off of it. But I will say this, the Holy Ghost used her with so much fire. Thank you, God.
Yes.
And everything she said, I agree with. And I'll just add this, if I may, just being a woman with an experience with men, with one husband. And, you know, again, we said this before, I was married but didn't have a husband. We've all stated that. And so when you talk about the worth of a man, and I want to speak to the men. I want to speak to the men. That's from a woman's, these are, you know, from our vantage points. But to you men, ask yourself, what are you worth? When you go home to that woman, if you're that man that goes home to that woman that's been cooking, cleaning all day, raising your kids, paying the bills, even if she's not working a 9-to-5, are you demeaning her? Are you looking down on her? Are you the man that when you get mad, you're throwing out, I bring the check home, this and other? If you're that man, this is to you. That woman that lays down and has your babies, that woman that makes sure your underwear clean, that woman that when you go to work, you got a hot lunch where everybody else is going to McDonald's. That woman, when you come home, maybe her hair is not done. Maybe her nails are not done because she doesn't have time, because she's at school at the parent-teacher conferences. She's the woman that's washing and waxing the floor so that when your friends come in from work, they can compliment on how nice and clean your home is. She's that woman that when you have to go somewhere, your clothes are pressed and ironed because she's doing it. And so what I'm saying is this, and I'm not going to speak a lot because, again, God used the woman of God, and I know how to surrender to the Holy Spirit. But I will say this to you men. Ask yourself, what are you worth? Are you that man? Do you think you're supposed to be respected? Should your kids call you blessed? Should your wife be submitting to you? Are you going upside her head? Are you calling her name? Just tell me, what do you think you're worth? Now, if you're that man that's following God's order, and if you're that man that's working, if you're that man that will go without to make sure your family has, then amen to you. But if you're that man, as the prophet says, that has a wife at home and your babies and you got an outside family, or when you get drunk or when you're not drunk, she's every name other than the name that her parents gave her, ask yourself, what is your worth? Because, see, until you know your own worth, until you learn, because, see, something I know, I have two boys, two sons. They're young men. And men, you're taught not to cry. You're taught not to show emotions. And that's a bad thing that we do to you all. You have emotions. You get angry. You get sad. You get hurt. And so what I'm saying to you, to all men, take a moment, look at yourself, be real, ask yourself, what is your worth? If you come up short, fix it. If you're doing your thing, keep doing it. I'm not going to talk a lot because I'm really telling you all the truth. After the prophet spoke what she spoke, really we should have passed this phone around and just said amen. Woman of God, I'm going to say this to you over the radio. Not only did you speak to men, you spoke to women, even to me. I'm 45 years old. The prophetess and I, this is our birthday today. We are celebrating our birthday today, and you gave me a gift because you showed me this next time around of what I should expect from a man. Just in those few minutes, I know what to expect. And so not only, men, should you be asking yourselves what is your worth, but take heed to what she said. Replay this. Listen, because even for me, you just helped me. So I thank God for you today. I don't have a lot to say, and I don't want to bring the temple down because the prophet is on fire, and I'm not going to come behind her with no matches. She, the building is burning down. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. I'm like Sister Shawana. I don't have anything to really bring behind that because everything she covered, you know, and what she didn't cover, Shawana just covered. So I'm just grateful to be on the line. I'm grateful to just listen, and just like Shawana said, it helped, you know, because I had a dud, you know, and so it's nice to know what we're looking for because some of us really don't, you know. We haven't had that good example or anything, and we may not have even read the word or gone to church to try to see who that man really is. But I thank the Lord that the prophetess pulled it on out. So we're going to hand it over to the young lady in the house, the youngest lady in the house.
Akita
Brown.
Yes.
Thank you all for having me. As Sister Shawana just said, there's not a lot to say after that powerful message from the prophets, but I will piggyback off of it. As a young woman, I've dated, of course, but from my experience, they've all been, like, nice and gentlemen at first, and then their true colors come out, and they switch completely around maybe a year or so after. Man's worth to me is not someone that doesn't love God or not interested in growing in the Holy Spirit, not someone that's not willing to grow in his life in general. Like, if you work at McDonald's, that's fine, as long as you have goals. You can't just stay there, though. Someone that is disrespectful or controlling is not a man's worth. It's not a kingdom man's worth. A kingdom man's worth, in my opinion, is a man that loves God, a man that is not afraid to worship God, a man that knows and loves himself. In Genesis 1 and 27, it says, "So God created man his own image. In the image of God, he created him." His own image is a man that is patient, not someone that gets upset or angry when you don't do something right. A man that is humble, not too proud, but grateful for his blessings. A man that is loving without anger or hatred. Kind. A man that is selfless and compassionate. A man that is confident, who's assured of himself. And a gentleman. A man that is meek and not harsh. A kingdom man is a man that is not going to be ashamed of the woman in which he is dating, let alone married to. A man that's going to treat her like a queen no matter the place or time. A man that is going to stand up to his duties as a husband and not put everything off on his wife. A man that doesn't and not interested in belittling his wife, whether she's around or not. I was speaking to someone today, and I was telling her that the saying, "You can tell how a man is going to treat you by the way he treats his mother." And I was telling her that it wasn't true because I've dated a guy, and he treated his mother like a queen, and he didn't treat me terrible, but it wasn't like he treated his mother. And she was saying that it was in him, but he might have had other people in his ear. And I just felt like that was true. So I just wanted to comment on that as well. But that's my definition of a kingdom man's worth.
Amen.
Yes.
Very good.
Yes.
Amen.
He's an elder.
Amen. Amen. And after that, Sister Inez, I can't do nothing but turn it back over to you. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. We just thank the Lord for how he did. Miss Takeda, she brought it on from a young person's point of view because it happens at all ages. Praise God. So I just thank the Lord for each one of you ladies that contributed. And praise God to the prophetess. The Lord always used her in a mighty way. And I just thank God. I thank God for everyone. Praise God. Sister Inez. Praise God. Praise the Lord. So I just thank God until she comes to the phone. Praise God. I just hope the many men out there, the men out there that heard this, that you would do just as the sisters have said, to reflect back, to think on, and not to be angry, because if you get angry, you know there's some improvement there, but just to reflect, because there's always, always room for improvement. And as the sister stated, if this is, if you're doing these things, praise God, amen. But for those who know that there's a little bit more work to do, but praise God, acknowledge it, and move forward. Because this is what God said, everything that these ladies have spoken, what a man's worth is. Praise God. Praise God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Jesus. Praise God.
Miss
Inez, I was hoping that she haven't said anything.
Okay, well, while we're waiting, yeah. Again, I was just going to introduce us as the Women on Fire Intercessory Prayer Warriors, and we are under Ross Power Ministries International. And just a sneak preview that we will be hosting our first Women's on Fire Intercessory Conference in November of 2022. So everybody hold tight for future details.
Come.
Yes, and so we're so if you want to hear more of this, more of what God has to say through the Women of Fire, then you really, really, really want to continue to tune in into our radio ministry, to this radio ministry, and also stay tuned for the conference coming in November. We thank God for this opportunity, and just hoping that it's helping women, men, boys, and girls. Let your children listen. This is for everybody. All over, it's international, all over the world. And so we're pleased. All we want to do is be vessels that God can use. And it's for men. It's for women. It helps us. Sometimes when we're talking, we don't even know what the Holy Spirit is going to speak. But we're ministering to ourselves. This is for God's glory. Amen.
Amen. Praise God.
Glory to God.
Glory to God.
Amen. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay, what's the date again?
The month of November 2022.
Yeah, we don't have a final date yet, but it will be the month of November 2022.
Okay. I'm sorry. I was on mute myself, and I'm just talking away, and nobody could hear me. It's like, hello, oh, hello. So our caller was the last 4 or 5 3 7 2. Would you go ahead and introduce yourself and tell us where you're calling from and your question, please? Hello, Dustin?
Hello. Yeah, can you hear me?
You're very, very low, so you may want to raise the volume on your phone, please.
Is that better?
That is so much better.
Is that better?
Mm-hmm. Yes, thank you.
Good afternoon, ladies. First of all, I want to appreciate you, all of you ladies. I think that more men need to hear the instructions, you know, and it's
Amen.
Basic instructions. It's not anything that's difficult to do. You just have to listen and pay attention to what God said for you to do. I kind of smiled listening to all of you ladies talk, because it's like, hey, wait a minute, they're talking about me. And looking I know what I do every single solitary day, and the question that I have, and I post this to everybody: if any of the women that are speaking, or anybody that can hear my voice, if that man stood in front of you, would you know what to do with him? Would you be able to let all of the past and all of the other knuckleheads that weren't men, that were little boys trying to date women? But when you get a real man in front of you that does all of the things that you guys said, would you know what to do? Would you know how to handle him? Would you know how to build him up and be the part that you want him to be? Is the unconditional there? That's the question.
Yes, because already a woman of worth, a woman that prays, she will seek God on her to be the supporter of her husband, a single, the same thing. And she will know what to do. She will know what position she's in and where she stands in that. That's why she's the encourager. She's there for that man, for you. And she is not a person that lies to you, tries to manipulate you. If you're that man, you're that worth. She's a kingdom-minded mm-hmm. woman with a kingdom mindset. She's going to be just like the Proverbs 31 woman. She knows how to rule over her house well, how to take care of the home. And when you come home, she'll know how to put her arms all around you and let you know, baby, it's going to mm-hmm. be all right.
Yeah. Amen. Amen.
Because those qualities Amen. That are in her, she possessed those things to know how to treat her man, the man of war,
mm-hmm.
because she mm-hmm. knows when you're one, she knows just what your day has been like at work. Because
Amen.
The discernment is there.
Amen.
And he won't, when his home is right, everything's right in his time.
Amen to that. Amen to that. I'll be honest with you. You were probably the first woman anytime that I've posed this question that has answered it. I can't say properly, but you're always right when you're dealing with God. So, you know, that is refreshing to hear a woman of God. And I just wish that there were more women out there that really understood that, because the problem that I have always run into, not always, the problem that I've run mm-hmm. into is that, you know, I used to tell people, you know, what, or, you know, women would ask me, well, what do you bring to the table? And I say, I am the table. Mm-hmm. You know, I am mm-hmm. the foundation of my household.
And, you know,
brother, and if you, ma'am?
You know, too, the
ma'am,
word thing, it is written in the word, in the Bible, how can the two walk together except what they agree? You have to be agreement. There are things that you may not disagree on, but you can come together in agreement and not go to bed angry or upset.
Absolutely.
To not let it separate you,
yeah.
but come together as a union, in unity as the Lord has designed marriage.
Well, I think
and
that,
in that
the problem is that a lot of the women and it's a lot more than I ever expected it to be, are still upset or still hurt by, you know, little boys trying to date women. And, you know, it's unfair for the real men out here that actually do what they're supposed to do and, you know, love and honor God and bring his family closer to God. It doesn't always happen that way. And those tend to be the men that get hurt and crushed the most. And it's not their fault. You know, so, you know, I always tell, when I meet a woman that presents those qualities, I say to her, you know, I'm willing to love you through it, but you have to be willing to accept that mm-hmm. there is something. And, you know, let's work through it with God together. And you'd be mm-hmm. surprised. That's too overwhelming for most that I have met. You know, it's like, oh,
you know,
how do you continue to love me? And it's always the question.
They're still walking around with soul ties. They haven't let the past go. They're walking with the past inside of them. And once they let those
mm-hmm.
soul ties go, they can be open and free, and they can love you and render benevolence due to you and honor that is due to you.
And also, hi, this is Sister Shawana. If I can add this to you. That's why even in the kingdom, in Christian dating, courting, dating, the thing that people don't want to do anymore is so very important, because that's your time to get to know that individual, you know, really hanging out, spending time, having long, deep conversations. Don't be afraid to ask the hard questions. You know,
yeah.
you ask because this is how you learn and you know, and you sound like you're a young man of God. And if that be true, as you talk to this woman, whatever woman you meet, before you connect to her, God is going to show you. And one thing I've learned about discernment when God gives us the gift of discernment, sometimes when discernment comes, it doesn't make sense. You know, just an example, you might say, man, that sounded like a lie, but she's never lied to me. Nobody else says she's a liar. You know what I mean? And so when I tell my own children, I said that when God gives you discernment on something, don't try to figure it out. You're not Inspector Gadget. Mm-hmm. You're not an investigator. You don't work for the CIA. Don't try to figure it out. You trust God and the gift that he's giving you, and you go on with it. Because you, speaking to you, young man of God, you're precious in the eyesight of God. And just like God wants his daughters with men that are worthy to love them the same, he wants the same thing for his son.
Amen.
And I have a question for you, if you don't mind me asking. How old are you?
I am 48 years old.
How old?
I'm a single dad of 48. I'm a single dad of five children who just all graduated. So I'm officially empty nested.
Praise God. Well, I tell you what, you are young. Oh, my gosh. I thank God for him. Amen. Well, amen. But that's what I wanted to add, and I'm going to give it back to the prophet.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
He says, keep trusting and
thank you, lady.
You just keep trusting in God and studying his word, and God will put that person in your life that will walk with you, because you cannot agree together if you're not walking together.
Amen.
I agree.
Amen.
And keep tuning in. Amen. Go back and, if you don't mind, go back and listen to some of the other topics that we have, a woman's worth, a man's worth, and faith and
the ideal woman.
I listen a lot more
ideal
than you guys
woman
know.
For the ideal man.
Okay. he's one of my avid listeners. I said, Dustin, you need to call in tonight. Dustin, you need to listen tonight. So he is. He may have
praise
it in the
God.
Background, but I thought that this would be worth, because he is a good man. I've been, you know, trying to help him, and you know, I won't say, you know, just trying to bring him and just trying to, because I think he's hurting. I really do think that he's hurting, because he is like the perfect person. But yet, when the women that he seems to encounter are the perfect women. You know, they aren't the perfect women. So, I try to call them and lift them up and, you know, say, hey, how you doing, blah, 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 so on and so forth, you know. So, but he does. He listens quite avidly, and so he does go back and listen to other things in some of the segments that we have. So I just appreciate him calling in and asking you directly that question. So thank you so much, Dustin, for calling in. Do you have any other questions?
Not a problem. Not right now. And I appreciate the compliments, and ladies, you guys just continue doing what you're doing. And anytime you get an opportunity to speak to some of these young women, please help them, because it is there's a lot of really good men out here that they just want a good woman in
a good woman.
Good woman in their lives. And you know, when you're competing with Instagram and rap guys and Bugatti and all the other stuff, and it's like I'm a builder, and you know, I take pride in what I do every day, but it also, you know, makes me smile, because I know that Jesus was a carpenter. So you know, it definitely allows me to keep moving every day.
Amen.
Okay, ladies, so I'm actually cutting concrete right now, but you guys have, I'm still listening and I'm there. And you guys have a blessed and wonderful day.
Thank you.
Glory to God. Thank you. I'm gonna open the lines and see if anybody else would like to have a question. The caller with the last four of 1110, if you have a question, would you speak your question and tell us where you're calling from and who you are, if you have a question or if you're just listening? The last four of 1110. And you can just say, I'm just listening, if you want to. Okay, just listening. And then we have, of course, Reverend Ron on the line. The last four, 0380, your leading man, I would say, for the Raw Power Ministry. Reverend Ron, you have anything you'd like to say?
Well, I'd just like to say that God bless you all this evening, and certainly enjoyed the program, as I always do.
Yes.
And I love to hear women and men, but women carried to another spiritual horizon of intellect in God.
Mm-hmm.
Well, those women don't have difficulties understanding a man of his work. You know why? You know why? He's going to do what he's supposed to do. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
You ain't got to twist his arm. You ain't got to pull on him. You ain't got to build him up. Because he've experienced life most of the time. And then especially as Prophetess May and the rest of the women said, if he's a kingdom-minded man, he's going to be about business anyway. Amen.
Right.
He's going to be about business.
Right.
He's going to be taking care of business. He's going to be able to experience some things. He's going to be able to overcome some things. So, yes, I kind of like dust him a little bit. I kind of feel like they were talking about me in a real sense, you know? And I appreciate
these ladies.
These ladies is a part of All Power Ministry. And our chief apostle, Apostle G. Jackson, along with the other gentleman that's a part of the group. And I'll tell you all the truth. A man that loves God, really loves God, he ain't going to lie to you, he ain't going to deceive you, and he ain't going to play with you, and he ain't going to waste time with you. This man here is about business. And if you want a good man of worth, look for the one that loves God and take care of business.
Amen. Amen. That's Reverend Ron Marshall. He has an album out, Don't Turn Away From God. We want y'all to support him through iTunes, through Amazon, through CD Baby, Don't Turn Away From God. So, you know, he has that album out there, so we always like to support him and what he does, because he calls in and supports me and everybody else as well. So we thank you and appreciate you as well. Thank you. The last four, you're welcome. 3718, do you have anything you'd like to say or any questions or if you're just listening? Last 4-3-7-1-8.
Hello. Yes, ma'am. Hi. This is Cheyenne from Pine Bluffs. I was just listening. I don't have any questions. However, it was very refreshing to hear. It's really that simple. It's just sometimes it's the application of a man's worth. They make it seem a little difficult. However, it feels good to know that, you know, it's okay to have those standards and to keep them, to not settle because of what's offered, you know, to really pray and seek God for the man that he wants for you. Because I've had difficulties with that, and it's just very, for lack of better words, it just feels good to be reassured that, you know, it's okay to just be patient and to wait on the Lord, or else, you know.
Amen.
And I was always told your woman is a reflection of a man. So you should be proud of whom you're with, and, you know, he should be a reflection of God. So that way, you know, it won't be a struggle. Today was really good, and I needed to hear that. I will agree with Sister Shawana with that, that it wasn't just for the men. That was something for me as well, to know, you know, what to look for, to know what to expect, and to not settle for anything less of that. So it was really amazing. I'm glad that I'm here to listen for it. So I want to thank everyone for that, because I really needed it.
Thank you, Ms. Cheyenne, out of Pine Bluff. Thank you for listening to us this evening, and thank you for your comments as well. Thank you. And the person with the last 4-3770, if you have anything you'd like to say, you want to introduce yourself and let us know where you're calling from, and if you have a question or if you're just listening.
Good evening. Good evening, everyone. This is Marcus Aurelius calling in from Washington, D.C. So for the ladies, first and foremost, I want to say to the Prophetess May and to Ms. Shawana Williams, happy birthday. Happy solo return. It's always great to see the the cycle of life come around 1 year again. So I want to say happy birthday to both of you. Now, in regards to the powerful message, honestly, I don't have much to say to fill in because it was extremely powerful. I'll just bring in a few points that I want to add on. Based on when we talk about the ideal man and the king, the man that has the traits and characteristics of a kingdom man and a kingdom woman, et cetera, you know, a lot of great sound bites and tidbits in today's call.
Mm-hmm.
But one of the things that, you know, I'm 43 years old and, you know, been married once and have two young boys. And I've seen quite a bit. I've traveled the world and, you know, I've been exposed to a lot of things in life. And I just got to tell you, through my journey, some of the lessons learned when it comes to relationships and being a man in general, a lot of times when we engage in relationships, we kind of go into them expecting things from the other individual that we have built up in our mind. So we kind of go in with a preconceived template in our head about, hey, this person needs to have this criteria, A through C. The problem is we have a preset criteria. This is just me speaking. We have a preset criteria that we have in place. And a lot of times, God isn't part of that criteria. One may have it, the other may not,
right,
and vice versa. The problem is with that pre-criteria, it's a lot of pressure that you put on the other person because you start going through that list and everything that you thought that that person liked or loved about you, you realize, hey, this person actually isn't for me. So you start to retract and start doing things a little bit differently and you start pulling away. And then, you know, you start to kind of point the finger at one another because things aren't working out. And as opposed to the couple working on, you know, blowing wind in one another's sails, you start to deflate. And then the ship doesn't move, and you find yourselves getting to a point of what we're going to call a stalemate. No one can go anywhere. The love is lost. You begin to dislike the person that you thought you loved, and then you go eventually your separate ways. I think another issue that we have when we talk about the kingdom man, a lot of us men, the reality is we're still learning how to be a man, and without God, it's very challenging. Mm-hmm. To be that wholesome man that a woman needs, because it's a continuation, it's a learning process that is continuous. There is no, you know, timeline of what it means to become a true man of God. You know, it's a learning process every day. You have to feed yourself every day, right? You have to feed yourself the word every day. And a lot of us think that once we hit a certain place in life, all right, I got to figure it out, but we don't. We're continuing to learn until we die. And even in the afterlife, we will continue to learn. And these are some of the challenges or experiences that I've had in my own life, right? We talk about finding the perfect person, but that person doesn't exist. This is a fact. They don't exist. When it comes to relationships, it really is about two imperfect people being perfect for one another. So if you go in with that mindset, you really have the ability to have something powerful and you can build and develop together versus looking across the table and saying, hey, what do you bring to the table or what this person brings to the table? That's all great and fine if that's what works for you, but the reality is I'd rather have someone who I can deal with versus someone's kingdom that I'm walking into, per se, and they have kind of the throne and they have the keys to the door and can take mine away at any, you know, moment that they feel like, right? And the same applies to the woman, right? It's a continuation. It's a learning process. There is no blueprint. Everyone's different. We all have different emotions. We all respond to situations and scenarios differently. But again, if we have the two key criteria, I would say is God and patience, things will work themselves out because none of us are perfect. And I think if we go in with that approach and have that patience and always remember that God is first, I think you could really have a powerful connection and can survive anything. So that's just what I wanted to add to tonight's message. Thank you very much. It was very fruitful and insightful for me, and love everyone here. So, good luck.
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you so much. That deserves a hand clap, y'all. I'm sorry, but it does. It all deserves a hand clap.
Amen.
Yeah. Thank you. Thank you so much, Marcus. You're always, it's always good to hear from you because you always bring another perspective from the man's side. So, we just really appreciate you calling in and giving us your viewpoint. Thank you. And then the next one is, the last four is 9905. If you have anything you'd like to say, or
Oh, yes,
any
questions? Hello, okay. Each and every one of you. I've enjoyed everything that I've listened to. I enjoyed all three of the ladies, and I enjoyed my sister, May Prophetess, May Carol. I just thank God.
Amen.
My name is Deborah, and I am from Kansas City. And
hello,
I do have
Deborah.
A question. I didn't get
okay.
the scripture that they were talking about coming from.
Genesis 1:27.
Can you tell me what they were coming
yeah.
for? They were coming from?
Yes, in
Genesis 1:27.
Okay, thank you.
Genesis
mm-hmm.
chapter 1 and 21st verse. Genesis
okay,
chapter
thank
1.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I got it. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you so much for joining in.
You and Shawana.
Yes, yes. These May babies, there's a lot of them. Thank you so much, Ms. Deborah, for calling in and for your
you.
Comments and everything else. So we appreciate each and every one of you calling in. And this next one is, let me see here. Okay, that's you guys. That's all, I guess that's all that has joined us this evening. That we have who have called in and may have had questions and what have you. And we just really appreciate each and every one of you all joining us this evening. These women of God from, what is that, Raw Power Ministry in Pine Bluff. If I was near Arkansas, I think I'd want to go to the conference. So hopefully it's going to be online, in line, Zoomed, what do you call it, Google
yes.
Meet something so that, you know, we could all,
yes.
you know, join in and listen because they have some wonderful words to impart on us, to us, with us, through us. And so we just really appreciate it. I'm going to keep pushing that conference and I'll get the address and everything so I can keep pushing that for November
yes.
as well. So I don't know if anybody else has anything to say, but I do also want to wish Ms. Shawana and Ms. May happy birthday. Happy May birthday.
Thank
Mine
you.
Was 2 weeks ago. You're welcome. Mine was 2 weeks
oh,
ago, so
yes.
I want to appreciate
happy
it.
Happy birthday.
Thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you. As I always say, it's never late if it's still in May.
Amen. Amen.
It's never
all
late if
true.
It's still in May. Never late. So... I want to thank Ms. Stephanie Jordan, Prophetess May Carroll, Ms. Shawana Williams, Ms. Sheila Owens, and also the newbie, Ms. Takeda Brown from A View of the Kingdom on A Man's Worth. It's worth listening to again and again and again. And I'm going to give the Lord a hand clap for this because it's needed to us. And I want you to join us in 2 weeks. Don't know what they're going to bring, but just be ready because they always have some wonderful topics. So just keep listening. And you can always re-listen to this on demand at www.blogtalkradio.com/letsdoitradio. Again, that's www.blogtalkradio.com/letsdoitradio. Some of these have been listened to over 100 times, so you know you're getting the word out if you have that many people listening and re-listening and sharing. So thank you, thank you, thank you. As far as announcements, we have on this Sunday, the Sunday service, we have Pastor W.F. Pride out of Yakima, Washington, and he'll be speaking to us at 6 p.m. Pacific, 9 p.m. Eastern. On the 31st, Tuesday, Miss Inez says, let's talk about it at the same time, 6 p.m. Pacific, 9 p.m. Eastern. June 2nd, we have the Kingdom, View of the Kingdom, the ladies that you heard tonight, and that's 3 p.m. Pacific and 6 p.m. Eastern. And Thursday, later on that evening, we have Keeping It Real with Sergeant Parks out of Yakima, and he is at 6 p.m. Pacific and 9 p.m. Eastern. So, as I said earlier, let's support Reverend Ronnie Marshall with his Don't Turn Away from God album. And to keep Let's Do a Radio on the line and on the air. Please support it through Cash App, $ANAISEVALCOUR. Again, that's $ANAISEVALCOUR, so that we can keep the show on the line. And again, if you have anything maybe you want to discuss, if you don't have a regular show, you can email me at letsdoitradio@gmail.com if you have a topic, and we can discuss it. Or you can even host with me if you'd like to. And maybe one day we could be discussing your topic. So hit me up at letsdoitradio@gmail.com. And I have been your hostess for the evening, Miss Inez, CEO and fashion designer of On Ice Aqua Designs, and I can be found at www.anaisevalcour.com and also on Facebook and Instagram under the same name. So thank you, thank you, thank you to each and every one of you. Peace be unto you. Be happy in the skin you're in. And, oh, yeah, give something away free like a smile, and watch the value of that person who you smile at appreciate. And if you're going to be anything, please be kind one to another. And we're going to hear like a little, what do you call it, snippet of Reverend Ron's Don't Turn Away From God album as an intro, as Here You Go.
Good evening and welcome to the Don't Turn Away From God album session. Vocalist Mr. Ron Marshall. Y'all enjoy. And out of the times that we talk with God and walk with God, and He's been there for us. Been our joy, joy of our life. Everything we should do should be with a heavenly mind.
We ask you to help us to understand and strengthen us to provide for ourselves and our communities by working together. It takes each and every one of us to come together as the kings and queens that we are and have always been. Thank you.
Have a blessed rest of your evening. Enjoy.